Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in. We have an excellent program for you here today, and you didn't know it, but guess what? Today is a very special episode of Senior Care Live because we are recognizing and celebrating the 20th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. That's right. That's right. You heard that right. 20 years. Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. And a standing ovation, that's a little bit much, isn't it? All right. Hey, you know what, though? I'll take a standing ovation for that one. 20 years. So many people 20 years ago said, I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good idea, but you know, no one's ever heard of anything like what you're going to be offering. So you're gonna be rowing that boat uphill, right? As they say. So let me just back up and share a little bit of my story with you and exactly how did I come up with the services offered by Senior Care Consulting. And again, if you want more information about my firm, just check out seniorcareconsulting.com. And I talk about the services quite a bit on the program. It's just something I'm really proud of. In 20 years, it hasn't really hit me yet. It doesn't seem like 20 years. Okay, so let's back up. So the vast majority of my adult career has been working in senior care and a lot of different levels and a lot of different job responsibilities, et cetera. It's always been on the business side. I am not a clinician. I married a registered nurse. She is a clinician, but I've always been on the administrative side, business development, sales marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, operations, et cetera. So I started delivering medical equipment and supplies in college just as a part-time job. And unexpectedly, I was a broke college kid, needed a great part-time job that I could work around my studies, and I unexpectedly and wonderfully fell in love with serving seniors, and it wasn't something I was looking for. I think it found me. And so ever since then, I have been a director of a home care company. So it was private duty nursing in home care, everything from non-skilled companion sitters all the way up through high-tech registered nurses, from a few hours a day to 24-hour care and some really medically complex high level of care. That, I mean, I really enjoyed that. I've operated a Medicare certified home health agency. I've operated IV therapy companies. I have been an administrator of assisted living communities, memory care communities, long-term care communities, you name it, and I have been involved in it, all sorts of levels. I've been, you know, local, I've been regional, I've had VP levels, president levels, national, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it just goes on, and I skipped a whole bunch in there. That's my super abbreviated resume. How about that? But so I love working in the area of senior care. I love serving seniors either directly or helping their families. And many, many years ago, as you can imagine, I helped my own grandparents transition from their home to, and at that time, what they needed was assisted living. They needed an assisted living community. And so this is just kind of how I handled it. So remember, I've been an administrator, so I probably look at this differently than most people. And so I thought, well, first of all, it broke my heart that they were not going to be able to stay in their home. And so I thought, you know, if I have to look for some places, then I'm not falling for the closest one. Usually the closest one, obviously the most convenient because it's nearby, but almost always that's not your best fit. You might get lucky, but usually, right? So I'm not falling for that. I'm not falling for the prettiest one because guess what I learned a long time ago? Pretty does not provide care. People provide care. So it's not about the pretty. You can be impressed with the pretty. They may have good care at the pretty, but pretty does not provide care. Okay, that's a Steve-ism. Maybe I should quote that and copyright that. But anyway, pretty doesn't provide care. And guess what? I was darn sure not going to be pressured by possibly an overzealous salesperson trying to close the deal, right? So you're not closing me. Okay, provide the information. I'll make my own decision. And so here's how I thought it should go. I did some research. I identified my top three places, and I went out. And then guess what? I have questions for you. So with my administrator's glasses on, I went in and I asked a lot of detailed questions. You know, that had to do with personnel and track record and staffing ratios and state survey results, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I went in, gathered the information, and I chose the place that I believed was the best fit for my grandparents. And we moved there. They received great care for the remaining 2 years of their lives, and they were able to age in place there and get good care. So it was through that experience, clear back in 2001, I can't believe that. Now that does seem like a long time ago if you say that, but it was through that experience that I started senior care consulting in 2002 in an effort to help other families very specifically. This is a niche service, right? So very specifically through that search and selection process to help them get it right. And I help them in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. Okay, so when senior care consulting, when we work with a family, the first step is we need to know about your situation. Everyone's situation is unique to them. And sure, there may be some similarities to other individuals or families, but it is your story, so it is unique to you. So I developed over the years and created a proprietary geriatric care assessment tool. I ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information about the person need or the couple. I work with lots of couples as well, but I need to know what we're looking for. And so this helps me create a very detailed description of exactly what we're looking for. And then I research the entire marketplace and I narrow it to our top three communities meeting our exact needs. They check all the boxes. And then we'll go out together and we'll take a tour. And we'll take a walk through the top three places together. We'll meet some people. We'll see everything we need to see. And then I ask a lot of questions. And again, a lot of detailed questions that frankly, most people would never know to ask. So this last week, I was touring with some clients, and I had a couple of the individuals we met with saying, that is a phenomenal question. I've as long as I've worked in this business, no one's ever asked me that question, but that is a great question. And she looked at my clients and she said, you're really lucky to have him shepherding you and walking with you through this path to help you make your best decision possible. You're really lucky to have met Steve. So I just took that as a tremendous compliment. But so we'll go through, we'll see everything we need to see, meet some good people, ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information. We're done in just a few hours. So it saves my clients a ridiculous amount of time. People are spending 50 to 100 hours running around trying to do their homework. They're trying to get it right. My clients spend 4 or 5 hours and boom, they're done. So it's a big time saver. But when we're finished, I produce a report that has every question asked, every piece of information discovered. I calculate their exact staffing ratios. I report to my clients what was found in the most recent surprise health inspection performed by the state. I mean, there is a ton of information about the top three places meeting their exact needs as driven by a comprehensive geriatric care assessment. And now my clients are in the best possible position to make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. And that is really what it is all about. I'll talk about our business model coming up. Just the short version of that is we work with a reasonable flat fee for service model. We are paid directly by our clients. We do not receive one single penny from any care provider out there. And I'm going to reference this later on in the program and why that makes us very, very unique and very different than some other, you know, quote unquote, competitors out there in the market. But I'm going to talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. But first, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Senior Care Consulting has been in business for A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, D, 25 years, or E, none of the above. The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you were listening earlier, you'll know this. And if not, I wonder what your guess is here. We'll check it out. Senior Care Consulting, that's my firm, Senior Care Consulting, has been in business for A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, D, 25 years, or E, none of the above. And the answer is E, none of the above. That's right. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live, where today we're recognizing and celebrating the 20th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. How about that? Okay, and then this is what we call, this is a little inside lingo. We call this a teaser in the business. You never know about Senior Care Consulting. Right now, obviously, the majority of our clients are in the Kansas City, the extended KC metro area, but you just never know when a Senior Care Consulting office may open in a location near you. How's that for a teaser? All right, so let's move on. So hopefully you appreciate the origination of Senior Care Consulting. So again, working with seniors kind of found me. I fell in love with working with seniors. I helped my own grandparents through one of the most difficult times in their entire lives. My grandparents, you know, trying to find a place that you could trust to provide great care for them. And again, it broke my heart that they could no longer stay in their home. It's the only home I can possibly remember. And we had the best of times over at my grandparents' house. So it was heartbreaking. So I took that very, very seriously. I did my homework, some in-depth research, some phenomenal questions, gathered my information, and I made a choice with confidence, and I moved forward. And I never regretted that choice. They did a great job for my grandparents, and they were able to live out the rest of their lives at that assisted living community. All right, and all of that turned into Senior Care Consulting, helping other families through that, and again, very narrow, focused, niche type of a service, highly customized to each individual that we work with, very in-depth, but helping them through that search and selection process when considering moving from your home to a senior care community at any level, whether someone's moving to assisted living, long-term care. We may need memory care today. We may need memory care down the road. Many people are now talking to me about moving from home to a continuing care retirement community that will have all of the above. Okay, so I love what I do. It's so fulfilling. Again, helping people in their greatest time of need, and the business model of senior care consulting, I like to call it a placement service with integrity. And that'll make more sense coming up here later in the program. But let's first review the pricing models of assisted living, the assisted living level of care. Okay, so first of all, if you're new to the program, I've reviewed this many times in the past, but I'll just give a very quick review. That's not the focus of today. But assisted living is a social model. It is not a medical model. The vast majority of them are a social model that can help you with your activities of daily living, and they can help you with a lot of things. And it's just a wonderful level of care. For so many people. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They can help you use the toilet. They'll distribute your medications. They can help you manage your incontinence to a point. Some won't help much. Some will help a lot. So you have there's a big variance on, you know, some places lean toward the lighter side of care. Some will bend over backwards and to try to keep you out of a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. They want to try to help you remain at this nice assisted living community, and they'll bend over backwards to keep you there and offer a very high level of care and everything in between. Is a full slate of social activities for meaningful, you know, social engagement. Most places, physicians will come in and see you at your home, your assisted living apartment. There's transportation to see other medical professionals and physicians away from the community. So, they make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. I could go on and on and on. But the assisted living level of care is just a great, great fit for a lot of folks. So, first of all, I think the most common pricing model is going to be a base plus a level of care. So they might charge, I looked at several places this past couple of weeks with multiple clients. So, say a base of like $5,200. One was like $5,800. In that neighborhood, and that was a base charge, and then plus a level of care charge. And what that is if you need a little bit of help, you might add a level of care one. If you need more than that, it might be an add-on of a level of care two charge. If you needed a lot of care, maybe a level of care three. This is not standardized at all. You could have, I met with some places that had two levels of care. One had three levels of care. One had five levels of care. Okay, but the point is, if you need just a little bit of help, you're going to be paying less than someone else needing a tremendous amount of help, plus your base charge. Some places are a flat fee for service. And what that is, you know, you come in and I'm just giving you a basic example, assisted living, a one-bedroom apartment that costs $6,200, and it's just flat. It covers everything. There's no sliding scale level of care charge over and above a base charge. It's just $6,200. So, you know, you might be overpaying a little bit for the help that you need, and then as you age, the concept is that as you age in place and you need more and more care, it's still $6,200. So maybe you're underpaying later on. Okay, but a lot of my clients really like that flat fee for service for budgeting purposes because they know every month, boom, this is my cost, maybe plus a couple of incidentals, but they know pretty much what the cost will be. The third, and I would say the least common, although I'm seeing this a little more here lately, it's a base charge, so say $5,200, whatever the number is, plus a la carte, and that could be an extra $300 or $400 all the way up to an extra, you know, $3,000 or $4,000. And so everything that you need help with, they'll assign a point value to, and then that will translate into a level of care charge. So they're being very, very detail oriented and very specific on exactly what to charge you. Now, a lot of my clients don't like that because, you know, it could be more next month. And then you're like, well, what changed between last month and this month? So, but on the fairness factor, this is pretty fair. You're paying for exactly what you are using and what you need. So, so hopefully that helps out. Base plus level of care model is the most common. The second most common, flat fee for service. And the third, base plus an a la carte point system. And those are the three most common assisted living pricing models. And coming up next, I'm going to have a consumer alert that you do not want to miss.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so I talked about Senior Care Consulting being a placement service with integrity. Because we're complete 100% ethical. We operate our business the right way. We treat people the right way. I could talk about this topic for hours and hours. I'm just going to go for a few minutes today, but I'm going to provide a consumer alert, and I'm going to basically inform you about how these free referral services work. So there's no doubt, I think most people have probably heard about a free referral service where, you know, we can help you, a senior care community for your loved one, et cetera, et cetera. And we're free. Well, guess what? I understand that F word, free, that's a very powerful word, especially with the 9.1 percent inflation and gas being ridiculous and all that stuff. Free is very attractive. There's no doubt about it. Okay. And these free, and I'm putting up my air quotes, free referral services, they're popping up like weeds all around the country. And I'm getting questions from all kinds of people like, well, Steve, how do these free referral services really work? I mean, if it's free, isn't there a catch somewhere? And how would I know if a particular service is like what you've explained or described on the radio? I spoke with a representative the other day, and they were just so nice. It's just hard to believe that they work in the exact manner that you have described. So I say, well, of course they're nice because you represent their car payment. Actually, with as much money as they're getting paid, you represent about 3 months of their house payment. Okay, of course they're nice. Of course they're nice. So don't be swayed by that. So I'm going to let you know how these free referral services work, and then I'll give a very simple way for you to determine if they're like what I'm describing. So here's how they work. They get paid for their sales and marketing efforts, and they get paid by the places they recommend. Okay? So I highly recommend this place, Mr. Jones. It's really good for you. Okay. They kind of forget to mention that they're going to get about a $6,000 kickback for that recommendation. They're nothing more than sales representatives, 100% commission sales representatives working for a limited number of communities willing to pay their exorbitant fees. I'll talk more about that later, too. So they'll run around town knocking on all of the doors of all the senior care communities, independent living, assisted living, memory care, nursing homes, and now some even hit up the home care companies and try to sign them up as well. Because again, they're just out there selling. Sell, sell, sell. I heard one one of my clients said, the AB, you've got the, he was talking to someone else, but he said, you know, they had the ABCs down, always be closing. Well, that's what these people do. They're constantly selling and closing. So they'll say something like this to any community in their neighborhood or in their location. Hello, insert any and all senior care communities here. I'm so-and-so with insert free referral service here. We're really good at sales and marketing, and we would love to partner with you and enter into a business relationship with you. And here's what we can do for you. With all of our sales and marketing efforts, we will develop leads. You're the lead, by the way. And then we will send that lead to you. Now, some may be needing care immediately. Some may just be looking. But you will follow up with that lead, and then it's up to you to get them in the door. You'll give them a tour, and then you will close them. You're going to close the deal. You're the deal, by the way. That's up to you. But if our lead chooses your place, then I'll have my handout, and you will owe us. And most of them are 100% of the first month's cost. So let me say this. Most assisted living communities are anywhere from, I'd say, $5,000 would be on the lower end of it, to $8,000, $9,000 a month. So in that case, they get a check for 100% of that first month's cost. If you're a great negotiator, might be 50% if you give them a lot of volume. If you're a terrible negotiator with low volume, you may have to pay them 150% of the first month's rent. Is that a deal, Mr. Community? And guess what? Believe it or not, a lot of these places will sign up. So here are a few major issues with this model. When the senior care community gets a lead from their business partner, that's the free referral service, then the sales and marketing representatives, they're all competing with several other places and several other marketing representatives that also got the same lead at the exact same time. And again, that lead is you. So it is quite literally a race to see who can get to you first. Now, some of these referral services, actually, I have read this with my own eyes, available to the public on the internet. Some of these referral services actually train their business partners, the senior care communities, that the first one to the lead closes a much higher percentage than if you wait, even an hour or two. Pretty neat, huh? They also train their business partners to upsell you and to move you out of your stated budget and spend more. Good for them, but is it good for you? So you could have 10, 15 aggressive sales representatives all just pouncing on you immediately. Your phone will explode with phone calls. And they'll continue calling you even if you ask them to stop. If you don't believe that, read some of the Better Business Bureau's complaints about some of these. And these, again, this is all publicly available. So that's how I know that. Okay, they'll try to convince you to choose their place, even if it's not absolutely the best fit for you. Because after all, they're just trying to make a sale. They don't really care. They're trying to make a sale, 100% sales commission. That's it. And do you think you're going to hear about any other place that may actually be a better fit if it isn't on their list? Because after all, they wouldn't get paid for that, would they? They get paid when you choose a place on their short, incomplete list of business partners. And these free referral services, they do not contract with every available provider. There are many excellent providers, and they are not willing to enter that pay-to-play game. Okay? So here's how you can tell if the free referral services work like I just described. Ask them one simple question. What do you charge for your service? That's it. And then just be quiet. Let them talk. If they say, we're free, or there's no charge, then you know. That's how you know. If it's free to you, then they're getting paid somewhere else. And guess who's paying them? Their business partners, the facilities. So they get paid by the places they recommend. They get kickbacks of thousands and thousands of dollars to strongly recommend the place for you. You see any conflict of interest there? I won't have anything to do with that with Senior Care Consulting. I never have and I never will. Haven't received a penny from any senior care provider out there. Not one penny. So you see, the free referral services work for their business partners, the care communities, not for you. And they don't work for you. That's why they're free. If they worked for you, they'd be charging for their services. So just imagine getting kickbacks from the very places they recommend. Is that in your best interest or in theirs? I think the answer is just incredibly obvious.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, so coming up here shortly, I'm going to tag on to that Consumer Alert. And there are just some very, very, very interesting developments happening out in the marketplace. And I can feel the tide is finally starting to turn, just like I predicted it would many, many years ago. So you're not going to want to miss that one.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so obviously today is a very special episode. I can't believe it. We're recognizing and celebrating the 20th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I'm so proud of what we do and all of the people, individuals, families, oh my goodness, that we've helped over all of these years. And I'll tell you what, we're a placement service with integrity. We operate our business ethically. We operate with a reasonable flat fee for service. Our clients retain us just like you'd retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. And for anyone out there, you know, working in the financial services area or familiar with that, just think of Senior Care Consulting as having a fiduciary approach. Okay, so we work absolutely in the best interest of our clients. We are completely unbiased. We are 100% objective. And guess what? I could sleep at night knowing that we're doing business ethically. We're doing business the right way. It is just incredible. And if you're some of these other type of services, operating that way, honestly, and I've heard so many stories to back this up of, well, they didn't tell me about this facility over here. They only told me about this one. You mean this other one might be a fit for my mom or my dad or my spouse? And I'm like, yes, they didn't show you a complete list because they didn't get paid by this other place. But guess what? That is actually an excellent option for your loved one. I've had to clean up, I don't know how many messes over all of these years created by some of these free referral services, just completely botching it. Okay. So if you don't tell someone who's trusting you to help them find a placement, okay, if you don't tell them about a particular place because they don't give you your thousands of dollars in kickback, how do you sleep at night? How do you do that? I couldn't and I won't. I've never had anything to do with that. Never received a penny. Never will. So two times last week, not once, but twice, I'm conducting research for some of my clients, and I'm calling around, and both happen to be assisted living level of care. Really nice places. Hi, I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting. I'm working with the Great Family and just wanted to visit with you, find out apartment availability, pricing, tell you a little bit about what we're looking for to see if we might have a fit. Oh, now, wait, now. Who are you with? Oh, Senior Care Consulting. I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to work with you. And I'm like, oh, well, why not? What's up? Well, we've discontinued all of our contracts. We're not working with any of the placement the services out there, those free services. We don't do that anymore. And I'm like, really? Now that's really interesting. Tell me more about that. And they go on to say, well, our corporate office, we don't like it. We don't really want to be associated with it anymore. And we're just not going to be able to help you. We're cutting ties with all of them. And I said, well, first of all, thank you for sharing that information with me. That makes me very happy. Second of all, let me explain to you the services provided by Senior Care Consulting. Because obviously these folks were new to the market and they didn't know Senior Care Consulting. They just lumped it in with all of these free referral services, and we are not. Absolutely not. So I explained to them very quickly how everything works. Business model, flat fee for service. And I said, so when Senior Care Consulting and our clients walk through your door, you don't have to hide your checkbook. We're not going to be hitting you up for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 in a kickback. Okay? There's no money exchanged. Our clients retained us to objectively walk them through this process and help them make one of the biggest decisions they'll ever make in their entire lifetime. And it was almost the identical conversation with both of these representatives from two different assisted living communities, and they were both part of very large quality national companies. Both of them said, wow, I can't believe that what you do. I've never heard of such a thing. That is phenomenal. Oh, I absolutely love that. Yes, sir. We will talk to you. You can come in anytime and I'll be glad to meet you and shake your hand. We're done with the free referral services. We also agree it is a conflict of interest and we don't really want to be associated with that. And they were stunned. That's how far this free referral service, and there are a lot of them, okay, have just kind of taken over the entire market. When I first started in August 2002, people looked at me like, wow, that's a great idea. So not only was I, and it did not exist, at least where I was. So I was introducing myself, a new service, and then a whole new idea, a whole new process. So that took a long time to really build that and develop it. And then now I have all kinds of fun differentiating Senior Care Consulting from all of these free referral services. It takes me about 30 seconds, and they're like, oh, okay, yep, I get it. That's awesome. Come on in. Right? So I think the tide is turning. You just wait until you see exposure on like a 60 Minutes or something like that nationwide. You wait until you see the lawsuits that are being filed against these free referral services reach critical mass. I think the wheels are starting to come off of that whole entire process. I'm already seeing it. Literally. I'm already seeing that model starting to fail, and it could not make me more proud of Senior Care Consulting and the work that we do and the process that we help our clients and the way we go about our business. And again, you were saying, okay, Steve, you know, Senior Care Consulting, that sounds phenomenal, but, you know, I live in Florida, I live in Texas, I live in Minnesota, I live in, you know, Arizona, all these places. Well, again, as a little teaser, you never know when Senior Care Consulting may open business in a location near you. Right. So more on that. I'm going to invite you to stay tuned. And to my wife, my mother, my family, all of my business associates, all of my peers, everyone here at Odyssey, everyone I know, my friends at church, my pastor, everyone has just been so supportive of me over all of these 20 years. And again, I'm so proud to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. And God willing, we'll be able to be in business for another 20 years. And we can pray for that one, right? All right. All right. So I thank you for being here today. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.